It's hard to see yourself represented on the silver screen. In a world with less available roles to us, this industry can be so mean. So we're gonna make some changes in this town. Turn the male-driven media upside down. There's nothing that a woman can't do, so act like a girl, we're here to support you.
Welcome back to the Act Like a Girl podcast, everyone. You have Susie Dunn.
And Tracy Walker.
And we are here with...
Oh, hey, I'm AB. AB Cassidy.
Yeah.
Hey, AB. What's up?
AB Cassidy in the house.
What's good, everyone? Thanks for having me.
You always have the best smile. Your eyes are happy. Why Ooh. Are you so happy?
I know. AB's eyes are so beautiful. I think I told you that the first time that we met, right?
I think so. Did.
Yeah.
You're so sweet.
I love you. AB is one of my best friends.
She had the best people.
Yeah. AB's the best. I wrote a part for AB in a sketch.
She did. I love you both.
My
You're
love
both
for
two
AB
of my favorite
is,
people.
Yeah.
That's tight.
She also did our show.
Yes, she tore our show up.
She tore our show up.
Yeah, that was so fun. That was the best show ever. Oh my God, what a good room.
The audience. What do y'all do to the audience?
Yeah, that audience. I can't believe it was like a Sunday night or something.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Everybody talks about all of you guys to me constantly.
That was just an incredible lineup too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did really a good job with that show.
It was your first show.
Yeah.
What a success.
I know.
It was so good. It was like magical.
Yeah.
And we have next one coming up on July 9th.
Next time
we might as well
have my
like
hair on my face because my hair, my wig was too big.
Yeah, mine
I can't
too.
See your face. I didn't see your head. I was like, I couldn't see your face. I couldn't see you.
It's okay. Gia will be back pictures. Taking yeah. more photos. Yeah. So.
And I'll have a different wig.
Yes, you will.
I did not notice that at all. I didn't notice.
Yeah, I didn't either.
No, but my wig was out of control as well. So
I meant to talk to you about that.
I think it someone was like should have said something. I saw the pictures
too much.
Later. It was too much.
It was too much. I'm glad you changed it.
That was excessive. That's what we call extra.
Okay, AB, where are you from?
I'm from the South Shore, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
What's up? East Coast.
You represent or no?
AB
is very Boston.
Yeah, I'm Boston for sure.
Yeah.
I grew up, just south of Boston, and I lived there forever, and then I went to school out here and moved to L.A. after. The rest is history. But I love L.A., though.
What made you come leave? Did you leave, after high school?
No, I went to college out here, and when I graduated, I just was like, wanted to move to L.A.
Right.
That was the plan.
Yeah. When did you start doing comedy?
Yeah.
How did you know that you were funny?
Well, I don't know. To be honest, I'm actually the least funniest person in my family. My sister used to have to explain jokes to me. She's shocked that I'm a stand-up because she's like, you are not funny.
Oh my God.
So everyone's kind of surprised. You just stand-up? Really?
You're really fucking good. Yeah. So.
Thank you. But
not
when
your sister, but you.
Yeah, seriously. But when I was in college, I actually was in a really cool program. I went to the University of Redlands, and I was in a program called the Johnson Center for Integrative Studies, and you could design your own major, and I studied comedy. I actually majored in the art of storytelling through comedy and feminism.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so what I combined, feminist film theory and, creative writing, nonfiction, theater, film studies.
No wonder Meg is your best friend.
And then I studied stand-up. I did independent stand-up courses, and then I taught a class called Women in Comedy.
Wow. What?
And we would
How
bring
have we not
in,
talked about this?
I don't know, but this is what I'm stoked. We would bring in people like we brought in Wanda Sykes.
Hell yeah.
And then I was like, I kind of like producing
That's
shows.
What we're trying to get. Can you hook that up for us?
Yeah.
I'll try to reach out, but I only ever see him when I'm drunk at the Abbey, and I'm I know you. And they're I don't know.
Yeah.
I started just kind of doing that. And then after one big show I produced, I came out for a second and hosted. And Carlos Mencia was headlining that show. And he was like, we were smoking a doobie. I'm trying to bring doobie back right now, by the way. We were smoking a joint outside. And he was like, you should try doing that. And so I just was like, maybe I will. And I started doing stand up. And now here I am. And now I open for Carlos, which is so
That's
cool.
That's so cool.
How
yeah.
did you get
so
to
fun.
Open for him?
He inspired me to try stand up, and so I was doing stand up, and then I still had his contact info from when I booked him at the show, and I was like, I see that you're going to be at the Improv. Can I come see your show? And I went and said hi to him, and he was like, did you start doing stand up? I was like, yeah. He's like, you want to do five? And put me
that
up there.
So
That's
awesome.
So cool.
Yeah. And now I do, like anytime he's in this, anytime he's in the area, I do all of his shows now.
Oh,
like,
that's so great.
I just did like a performing arts center with him. Like, he's given me so many opportunities. Wow. He's a really cool dude.
That's
yeah.
So that's so fun.
Yeah.
Just that,
that
one
makes me happy.
Meeting that time, you know, it built on each other.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you just know about a person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even like, not even just in a work environment, but so in like a friendship. Like, there are people that I'll see that are strangers, and I'll, in my brain, I'll be like, if we knew each other, we'd be friends.
Yeah.
You know? Sure.
Yeah. Well, me too.
The weirdest thing about,
like,
this
your
is
friend in your head. They're yeah. friends in my head. Like, yeah. We just haven't met yet.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing about this is, I actually had a very similar story with Jeff Garcia, who I feature for. Mm-hmm. And he had never even booked on a show. I just was at a friend knew him, and we went to the Ice House together. I met him, and like, that was actually my first ever show before I even did Carlos's. So like, both of these like Latino comics,
that's
like
amazing.
Let me, this like 6 foot like white Bull Dyke, who they're just like, what is she gonna talk about? They both were like, yeah, come do five. And they both do that, because there's like, there's a lot of cool comics like that that just want people to like, they want them, they're not the comics that like hate to see other comics do well, they're the comics right. that like want to see you succeed. Like, both those guys started at like 16, you know what
they
I mean, like
need,
right
need
exactly
like. No, and they're gonna give it to you. Don't try to act like you don't know what I mean.
I love that, though. That's what I love about comedy, is people like that, that, like, put people up on their shows. That's why when I do my Mint shows, I'm always like, you want to try stand-up for the first time? Come do it.
Yeah, that was so funny at their last show, because I did AB's last Mint show, and they brought a friend up. Well, she does stand-ups, but she doesn't really, right?
No, she's only done it a couple times when I've brought her up on shows.
And you also brought up the other girl,
Allie Stern. It was her first time doing stand-up.
Yeah.
And I put you up in the show when you were starting out.
Yeah, yeah. And the first time I saw your Mint show, it might have been your first Mint show, you put up a guy who it was his first stand-up show.
I like to pay it forward now, because that's, I mean, I'm no level of Carlos or Jeff Garcia, but
right, but that's,
it's
like
not
the
Ice House, but it's
an opportunity for
the
moment. You know
exactly. I was like stuck doing like open mics. I was like, I don't know if this is for me, and they gave me that chance, you know,
right,
which was like so cool, because now I love it.
That's good that you're giving, you know, the credit where it's due and being appreciative.
Oh, for
a lot
sure.
of comics. You know, because that's how I know a lot of producers and a lot of comics don't have that. Once you put them on, they don't need you no more. It's good. They're good. Right. Yeah. Get big headed.
No, I got to stay true. I got to stay
humble.
True, especially to
you humble.
Yeah. Well, especially to Jeff Garcia, because he taught me everything I know. Like, he literally started letting me open for him like immediately, just doing five. And now I open for him and I do like 20, 25 minutes. And like, I'm his feature, and now he pays me, and it's like he just believed in me. He taught me everything,
and
like, I built
for one person to believe in you, and take a risk on you. That's it. You're gonna need it. So that's why I start messing with my head. Like, what haven't I done? You need an opportunity.
Yeah.
Not send no video. Not do the opportunity. Here, come open. Come do this.
Right.
That's what it is. The show business. It don't take all that.
Work hard.
Yeah.
Too,
I've been working hard. I want some motivation. Can I go to another level and work harder?
For sure. For sure.
You well, I mean, that's kind of what we like try to do with the Act Like a Girl show, too, is, you know, like, yes, we book Eliza, but then we put Chelsea Grow up, who's, you know, she's known in the comedy community, but not necessarily like, not in the LA comedy community. You know what I mean? Like, she's a well-known comic. She's a comics comic. And so it's, like, exciting to give her the opportunity to do a show that has someone like Eliza on it, you know?
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, well, that's why I love you girls.
That's
doing
the dream.
The same thing. Especially, just trying to get, I don't know, comedy is, like, the best thing in my world. So if I could get to share that with anybody and be like, just try it, because it's the greatest thing ever.
Yes.
Like, I want everybody to try doing it, because there's something that's, like, so beautiful about comedy and like connecting with it, and I think it brings people like an indescribable joy that I would like everybody to feel, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree completely.
Yeah,
it's the funnest thing.
It is.
Okay,
the funnest were a word, which it's not.
Fuck you.
But it would be
fine. Pick on the not college educated person.
No,
it's
that's
fine.
Just, hey,
no,
funnest,
no, it's
that's,
fine. It's fine. Pick on the dyslexic. It's
okay.
Fine.
All right, now I'm looking like an asshole. You know, a lot of things are thrown at me that I didn't know. Okay.
So what gave you the comedy bug? Like,
what
made you
think?
I know you said, you know, you're the least funniest. So with that insecurity, what made you you're like, I can do comedy? You know, hey.
Did you do
that? Just because nobody said, hey, you should try this. Come
right,
on. You had
right.
to have something in you that would like, you know what?
Well, I do, but it's pretty real. I'll keep it real with you. But it's more of an intense thing. But when I was in college, my senior project, you could do like a senior project in this program, and you could, it was something that was, you know, related to your, whatever your emphasis, your major was. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to put on like a big comedy show, and I actually did it as a benefit for the charity that my family runs for my brother. My brother had died my sophomore year in college. So I was kind of like at a turning point in college where I was like, what do I want to study slash what do I want to do, or how do I like save my life? Like, how do I like find myself?
It's more than just, really close with your brother.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. We were a year apart, and yeah, he was my best friend, and I was only 19. He was 20. And it was a very sad thing. And so when you know, you're like, what do I want to study? Oh, and like, how do I want to come back from this? You know what I mean?
Right.
So luckily I like was able to find comedy, and everybody in that program was like so aware and so cool and so there for me. And they like let me find comedy, which was the coolest thing. So I put on the show in his honor, and it was called Jokes for Jesse. It was my first ever comedy show. It was at Redlands, and we raised like $4,000 or $5,000 for his charity, which is because of Jesse, which donates to children all around the world in his honor. And that's where I had Carlos Mencia, Tig Notaro, Bill Burr. There was a lot of people there. It was a really cool show. And then, I put this whole thing on. It was my senior project. It took me like 8 months. It was like a whole thing.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, Bobby Lee, the Groundlings came. Like, it was a huge thing. Wow. And Q1047 like hosted it. It was a whole thing. And then Hanger sponsored it, the brewery that I was performing at last night with our friend Kyle. And basically, that like inspired me. I got on stage for a minute, and I was like, "This was dope. I want to do more than just perform, or more than just produce." And I realized that it gave me it was very healing for me. It was something that made me feel very like connected and grounded. And I felt like it was, in a weird way, like making others like laugh. It gave me like a purpose. I was like, "Okay, this is
totally.
I could take my pain and like
totally.
Make it into
yes.
something,
yes.
you know."
Yeah.
And I think that was like. Yeah. The greatest and most luckiest opportunity ever for me to just be like, yes, you know, this is how I navigate my pain is through laughter.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And raising money for good things,
yeah.
you know,
just keeping
and
his spirit
keeping
alive.
Awareness,
you know?
And yeah. That's, I love that so much.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
I guess I'm, the truth behind what's the expression that, tragedy plus
time is
comedy,
comedy,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very much me.
Yeah. I would agree with that too. For myself, and I know that you feel that. Yeah.
I think all comics, if you were to sit them down and be like, what? Like, they're like, this is, you know? Because it takes a certain point where you're like, I want to make the world laugh.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Well, and you also have to, like Tracy always is like, what made you have the audacity to think that you could do this? And
yeah,
I love that. It's just like, you have to, there has to be an element in your body that's like, fuck. Everything
yes.
I'm doing this
yes.
shit
yeah,
you
for
know
sure.
Like, you have to have like balls to the wall.
Before I started doing comedy, I was in Atlanta. I was so pissed off because I went to college and it was a bunch of bullshit, and I found that out, so I was like running around just angry.
Yeah.
And I was wearing a shirt that said, don't ask me for shit, and this man was like, sister, I don't think yes I do, that's why I got it on. I was like gone. I was like fried.
Yeah.
So thank God for comedy. Shortly after that, I started doing comedy. Like you said, it helps me to navigate my pain.
Yeah.
My frustration, my, you know, put my world in order. And then, like you said, it makes you grounded to who you are, because you're connecting with people that feel the same pain. If you're making them laugh, they know something. They can relate to you.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
That's what it's about, making pain relatable, tragedy relatable. It happens.
Totally. And how cool is it to just be like, when you are someone that like lives with like a lot of stuff going on in your world and in your head, which I believe everybody is, how great is it to just be laughing every night? Like, just surrounded by laughter.
Yes, yes.
Like other comics, and you're writing stuff and you're laughing. Yeah. It's like, what a great, how fun is that? Just because now I laugh every day.
Yeah,
you know?
My roommate and I are constantly pitching jokes to each other and pitching like ideas to each other. And so we're just like constantly laughing like idiots in this living room. It's the best fucking thing.
It's truly the best.
It's the best fucking thing.
It's like it heals you. Like a certain amount of life, it heals you.
That's what I'm saying. It heals you. Like, it's literally been the most healing thing for me. Like, if I didn't have comedy, I think I'd be a mess right now. And like, I know a lot of other people that have lost siblings or children. I work with a lot of people, and it's like, it takes a long time to like ever yeah. even just be a functioning human. And I don't know if in all aspects I am, but I do know that like comedy is like has like sped up my healing process like
for
crazy
sure, for
because
sure.
it's just been so good to like occupy my mind literally with laughter and love and joy. Like what a great way for someone that's like feeling sadness to like mask
and
that
give with, yourself you know? A constructive voice, like a constructive
totally.
Place to put all of your, you know,
yeah.
pain and feelings and stories and.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can like turn that pain into this energy of that you then like spread out to the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
power.
Yeah, that's.
I often see it as like the person that leads the orchestra.
Yeah, the conductor.
Symphony conductor,
yeah.
Because you're telling people when to laugh. It's like, okay, set up, punchline.
Yeah,
that's so much power. You know, who wouldn't want to do that?
It's cool.
You don't know these people. We don't have any kind of. Things in common, nothing. And when I say laugh, you laugh. That's magic.
I like that you said that it's magic because now I feel like we're witches and that's fucking awesome.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
we already knew that.
Yeah.
Put a spell on people just to make them laugh.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah.
It's true.
Cool. That was, I like that we went into that. I just feel like that's such an important thing for comedians to talk about. Like, you know what I mean? It's
right.
It's almost different than other things because I feel like in a lot of other, like, art forms, like, you know, like, it's easy to sometimes not, I'm not saying that they always do this, but it's easy to want it more for like the fame or the attention or something.
Mm-hmm,
but I feel like
mm-hmm.
with stand up, it's very hard to like put yourself through that kind of thing just for, you know what I mean? If like,
yeah.
There's,
and like the chances
really...
of you like being a famous stand up, like maybe you can
yeah.
be something else famous.
You don't
through
really
stand up comedian, but
you
like
don't
the
really
chances
do it for the fame.
Yeah.
You
no.
know, like it's the,
and the
of
chances
it.
Of you making like you what? Yeah, right. And the chances of you like making bank
it's
doing stand up is very
yeah.
low.
By the way, I do know some comics that do it for the fame, for sure.
Of course.
But
yes.
those people you
yeah.
can always tell that you can tell that they're it's not as real. Like there's
right.
not
right.
as
right, right.
Like I just have something where I'm always like I don't know, like it just doesn't I don't feel like I connect with them as much with, you know, in terms of it.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
It's very true.
So that's such like an interesting thing that
it has to be something that you need. Like, that's always my advice for doing anything in the arts. Like,
yeah.
if you're going to get into that and make that your career, like, it has to be something that you can't live without and that you, like, have to experience, you know?
Yeah,
I
for
think.
Sure. And it fills you up, fills that need, because everybody needs to laugh.
Yeah.
You know, who don't want to laugh?
I
know.
Laughter is, like, is medicine.
Yeah,
laughter
it is.
Yeah,
it
that's
is.
Not
it's
bullshit.
Yeah, laugh. I feel like living proof that, like, laughter
I
is,
I need
to
laugh.
You know.
Being a comedian, you don't get to laugh that much because you see so much comedy. You know, so many point of views. You're like, oh, you might think it's funny, but you don't that no more after so many years. You know,
yeah.
unless it's a different, like, it's different. You relate to it. Then you're like, yeah, you know, but so much you see. You're like.
Yeah, a lot of sets blending together and
so
stuff
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
So when you get to laugh, it's amazing as a comic, and
it's
I love
the best
laughing.
Thing.
I know.
Yeah,
I've been
I'm
thinking
like,
about
oh
that.
Oh my god! Thank you.
I had a big
thank you.
Yeah, I had a big laugh the other day. I was like, oh my god, that was a good laugh.
Yeah.
It's like crack.
Yeah.
Like it happens, and you're just like,
oh
my
god.
God! Like it feels like
okay,
you feel it in your
weird
stomach.
Weird, because you guys were on sync with that. So I'm gonna go ahead and say I've never smoked crack. you guys seem to be on the exact beat
like,
for what crack sensation was. I didn't
yeah,
feel
but
like I was in on that.
I would say that like people equate crack to be a lot different than what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never done it, but personally.
Oh, we are getting into a crack combo right now.
We
is
are.
That, that's
yeah.
what's okay, I'm in.
I think that it's been you know, I mean, if you've seen the 13th, they talk about it in depth. In that documentary, and I thought this before too, but like I think it's been demonized
yeah,
in a way, and it's associated with
yeah.
a culture to oppress that culture, which is the black culture. So yeah, I don't know. Whenever I say like smoke crack, I mean like doing a line of coke. Like it's the same. Like
it's
woo,
yeah.
you know, like
same
it's just
thing.
Like
it's gonna string you out.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. the smoke that you tooting it. Don't matter.
And I am not. Suggesting anyone do either.
I'm gonna just I'm agreeing with what you're saying, especially in terms of race stuff, but I'm gonna stay quiet about crack cocaine over here. So far I've been on a good side of this, so I'm gonna continue to say
oh yeah, I was gonna ask you, what does your tattoo mean? Beautiful.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I got this tattoo when I was 18, and I kind of just got it for like the media's warped perception on what beauty is.
Yeah,
I'm
oh, that's
beautiful
tight.
Yeah, I remember there was like a big campaign that was to write love on her arms.
Yes,
remember that?
I had a
and
shirt.
I don't remember. Mm-hmm.
It was a similar thing like that. In high school, I had so many friends that like self-harmed, you know, like self-mutilated and stuff like that. And it was constantly a thing that like people just felt like they weren't pretty enough or this or that. It made me like so sad just for all those people. And so it was kind
of
a thing like that. It was just like
pain
just to
like
show
that.
The world, like, because you can always see my hand like this, and just like people look at it and they're like beautiful, and they kind of like when you see that word, everybody kind of has like a moment with it. You know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
For sure. Yeah.
So I kind of was doing it for other people,
and that's resistance too.
I love Beyonce's.
I'm beautiful regardless.
Yeah. I love Beyonce's song "Pretty Hurts."
Okay, that's like my absolute favorite Beyonce song ever.
It's so fucking good.
I listen to that song like constantly and just like belt out. It's so good.
I'm always listening to it.
It's my favorite.
I gotta listen to it again.
Okay. I gotta watch the music video.
Yeah,
but I'm all about that. Like, that's my main thing is like shaking up like what we define as like beautiful and stuff like that.
Totally.
There's so many, especially like you know. All these gender stereotypes of what you're supposed to be and what defines beauty, and like there's so much judgment.
Right.
And like, I'm a person that like, I do not fit any gender norm at all. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just a gender fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I fuck up the gender game. And so it's like,
wait a minute. What? You gotta explain that.
Yeah. Like, people don't know what to think of me. You know what
well,
I mean?
Like what that guy said to you, one of your jokes. I think you did it on our show, right?
Oh, the homeless guy?
Yeah.
Oh, God, this was
good. Can you say it on air?
I'll say it, but it just makes me look... I'll say it, yeah.
No, it's so good.
I'll say it only because it's an actual true story. It is in my set now, but it's like a verbatim true story that I was putting money in my meter, and a homeless guy came up to me, and he looked at me up and down, and he was like, you know what? Like, he came to a conclusion. He was like, you know what? And he looked at me up and down, and he goes, you're a good-looking woman, and you're a good-looking man.
I was thinking the same thing either way.
I love that so much.
Oh my God. I was like, I'll take
he
it.
Checked it out. He's like,
we have so many friends that are that's
no
true of too.
Yeah, we do. But I'd just like there to be more visibility of that and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think everyone's beautiful in their own ways, and we need to see more, you know, diversity and stuff like that. I did a body positivity like campaign this weekend, like for this exact thing. That's why I'm like all hyped on this topic.
I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I modeled in
a big body campaign show. I love stuff.
You guys
should. Yeah, that's definitely.
I modeled in this men's big and tall like clothing line, but I was like the only girl there. It was awesome. It was the coolest thing.
So
yeah.
Cool. And a friend of mine's husband was there too.
Like that man said, you're good looking as a man, good looking as a woman.
Well, thank you. I can just be whatever I want, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of what I do. It's dope.
Yeah.
Float around gender to gender, you know.
I love it.
Whatever's going to be easiest for me that day, you know. Maybe to get a drink, I'm going to be a little more femme.
Yeah.
You know, to use a bathroom, maybe I'll hide my boobs and go in the men's. You know.
I love it's so fun in your stand up when you do the like, you're like, oh really? At the when you're talking to the guy and you just like
my
flip.
Girly voice.
Yeah, your girly voice. And I like every time I see it, I'm just like, God.
Yeah.
You're just like a chameleon. I love it so much. It's
I know.
So good.
Sometimes I think about like going full femme. Like sometimes like when like places will call me to like confirm a doctor's appointment, they'll be like, oh, like confirming your appointment. I'm like, oh, okay, great. I'll see you tomorrow. Like,
oh
thanks so much.
Oh my God.
And then I'll actually be like, hey, what's up?
Oh my like, God. That's so funny.
Same when I do like voiceover auditions, because I do voiceovers. I do like mom voiceovers, like commercials.
What?
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me hear.
I mean, I can do them, but like, it's can I? It's
okay,
like
a
brand name. Can I say a brand name?
Yeah,
in this thing?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
We're nobody right now.
Okay,
just right now.
Just right now.
I like this. Right
bleep it out. Bleep it out when you guys
like,
make it.
Right
when
there.
We're, when
right
we're
now.
Picked up.
This is my favorite girly voice.
We're nobody right now.
Yeah.
This is like a classic one of my mom's. My mom voices. Bring a honey-baked ham home to your family over the holidays, and you'll have more time to love them, because a honey-baked ham is slow-cooked and spiral-sliced for serving ease. So happy holidays from honey-baked ham to your family.
Oh, that's perfection! Oh, my... Did you
oh
think
my
that?
God.
I think that in your head, because I did
like,
not think that
like,
came out of you. I would have not thought
like
that.
One of my, like, things
that's
I
like
did
the perfect
before.
White lady voice for the holidays. Yeah, I believe her. I believe her, yeah.
I know.
I would buy that ham.
Apple pie, yeah, apple pie ham. They can really have a family dinner.
Yeah. Are you guys going to post, like, a picture of me? Like, can people see what I look
yeah.
like?
Oh, yeah.
If they could see what I look like and hear that voice, that's...
There will be three photos
I'm
of
like
you.
A large Nordic homo. Yeah.
I'm like a
large Nordic homo. I'm like a 6 foot like lesbian Viking.
Oh my god.
I'm real Nordic. I'm like big shoulder. I'm like I am part Viking. Like
oh my god.
I'm very blonde.
Eyes and the hair.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Clear and
very blonde.
Well, you have dyed your hair, but
I call y'all Viking. What, y'all
is it blonde naturally too?
My hair is it's just like a little darker than this.
Yeah.
But yeah, blonde hair. My mother's Norwegian. Her family's Norwegian.
Yeah, and your sister has really blonde hair.
My sister, yeah.
Yeah.
She's very pale. I have very, very
She's so fucking
nephews.
Beautiful.
She's very pretty. Yeah. But I think I am better looking. I think we can all agree that I am. No, I'm just kidding. She's stunning. She's very beautiful. And she had a baby. And she's like literally the most glowing, beautiful mom ever.
Oh,
it's like,
I love that. Beautiful. I love how much perfect. You love your family. So AB's family that lives out here, a lot of their cousins live out here. Most, except for one, right?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah.
Well, no, a couple, like two, yeah.
Yeah. And they all fucking come to AB's shows all the time.
All the time, man.
All the time.
We all moved out here at like the same time. We all went to high school together. We grew up like down the street from each other. And then we all moved here at the same time. And they're so supportive.
They're
like,
so supportive.
When I first moved here, I didn't have any like, they're going to kill me for saying this, but I didn't have any like gay friends. I used to make them go to like the Abbey and like all these gay places.
Well, they came to Pride with us.
Oh, yeah. They're the best.
Yeah.
And they still will like, come. But they just were like trying to help me like make friends. And,
Kyle was
the
telling
greatest.
Me that he fucking plays golf with them.
Yep. They play golf.
So funny.
And we all get together, we like watch the Patriots, like you know what I mean, like they're like my
so
brothers, they're awesome. We write together, they help me write a lot of my stuff.
Have we talked about that I'm a Patriots fan?
What, that's amazing,
because they're my postseason team.
Oh,
because
we did talk
the
about
Lions
this.
Is my that's my team. Yes. But like I never get to
right and also
watch
the Patriots
the playoffs and cheer.
Are the greatest ever.
Yeah. And also Tom Brady
is
my
the GOAT.
My baby brother's name is Brady because of Tom Brady.
What, that's dope.
Yeah.
Your parents are just really big.
Well, my stepdad.
Off season, postseason, postseason fans of the Pats.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I haven't talked to my stepdad about NFL, but
that's
he's
cool.
A huge U of M fan.
Well, what's so great is that Game of Thrones. You guys watch Game of Thrones?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Oh my
I'm
god!
Obsessed.
What, you need to get on this?
It's so
girl.
Good.
You have to watch Game of Thrones.
Okay, but the problem with Game of Thrones is that there's no black people, and the only black people that there are slaves.
No, not true. Wait, not true.
Mostly now. True.
There's
mostly true.
Can't watch it now.
See,
I actually don't. I don't. Yeah,
it's mostly true. There's like, there's her like sidekick guy, but he's like technically a slave. Daenerys is.
Yeah.
But he's like basically a slave. it's just true.
There's like I don't know. I really can't think of any. You might be right there.
No, I am.
You've
right.
done your research on this. I'm not gonna debate it.
Yeah,
I kind of feel like this is the crack cocaine
I'm
situation all over again.
Well, no, I'm just like in. I'm just. This is like these are things that I'm obsessed with being aware of, and like these are the things because this is what I want to change. I want to be a producer of television to change this shit, and like one of my favorite episodes that we did for Black History Month, my friend Karama came on and she was talking about Olivia. Or Octavia Butler, sorry, Octavia Butler, because she's the author, or no, yeah, yes, Octavia Butler, she's the author, the sci-fi author that was a black woman, and there's like no one else but her that's a black woman that's a sci-fi author, and if you look at like sci-fi and superhero movies, a lot of times, especially the black women, are either painted like green, or they're painted blue, or they're painted purple, or they're made into an animal, like they have an animal face, or they're like a CGI character. It's very interesting.
That's crazy. I will say this, though. I actually can't name any sci-fi authors. So
it's true.
That's
no, it's very true.
There's that.
No,
yeah.
That's very true. I would agree with that.
Sci-fi, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't name a single one.
Yeah.
I actually can't name many authors, period.
Same.
So there's that. I got Dr. Seuss, but I think he was white.
He was white.
I think
very
he was
white.
And I think I think you're right. I think he's dead.
He is dead. He's white and dead.
he is dead and he's white. So
hetero, cis, white. Really, although he maybe he wasn't hetero. We don't know.
We don't
Dr.
know.
Seuss.
I wouldn't have been
Dr.
surprised
Seuss.
If he was
checking
gay.
Back in. Dr.
Yeah,
Seuss. Tracy's back. Dr.
Seuss.
Seuss.
Was about,
I wouldn't be surprised if he was gay. Right?
It's a very gay name.
Yeah.
Why didn't you make yourself known? Like seeing, like we know who Mr. Walt Disney was. We don't know who he was.
Well, that was like the whole part of it. I think
he didn't want himself to be known.
Yeah, I think
that's
kind of like,
badass.
Yeah,
he didn't do it for the fame.
Yeah,
he's like he's like a maybe he was a stand-up. You know?
Yeah.
Can you just see him getting up, telling jokes? trying out
I think he had like a mustache, like a funny mustache, if I remember correctly.
He gets on the stage with the big like red and white
cat in the hat.
and he pretends like he isn't himself. Yeah, he's like, how about red fish, blue fish? Am I right?
Crazy Dr. Seuss.
I don't like green eggs and ham.
You don't like that?
Well, I like it.
Oh, you do?
I got a joke to go with. That's how I feel about a lot of stuff. I don't like it in a car, in a plane. You don't like it. That's basically the same.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
We try to get people to like stuff. They don't like you. They don't like it. They don't like it.
Except peanut butter.
Or sushi, probably.
Yeah.
Sushi's hard to mix with a lot of things. Okay.
Like peanut butter.
Yeah. Okay, we're back.
Sorry.
The machine died. Wait, what were we talking about?
I don't know about before the machine when it died, but I know mm-hmm. that right now we were talking about ranch and peanut butter.
Ranch dressing is so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except with sushi.
Except for with sushi and peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
But, like, you can take the grill out of the Midwest, but you can't take... Midwest out of the
I wish that could we take a picture of these grill marks? I wish the people like I don't know if you guys are like
I made food, guys.
She made food, and the grill marks they're so gay that I'm just I'm just utterly shocked over here that Susie and I have yet to bang. Like I can't. They're grill marks.
They didn't come like that. They you got them from the grill for real?
Yeah, that was raw.
The
yeah.
grill marks are so
I just,
good. That,
I
like,
bought like a bunch of meat. And, yeah.
I actually think I might find like a softball glove in your room if I went to go look. Like that's. How
I
good
actually
they are.
Did try out for the softball team freshman year, but I didn't make it.
Oh.
So.
All right.
Why do you think you didn't make it? I can't get your ball.
I never the sports community did not welcome me in my school.
Me
like
either.
So, I made seventh grade basketball and. Like so I'm gonna brag a little bit here. I literally won us the championship. Like we came in third actually, but I won us that game.
So you're pretty good.
Well, I'm really good at defense. I'm not so good at offense. But for me, basketball is all about defense. That's my favorite part of the game, which is why I'm not as crazy about the NBA, and I like college basketball more because there's a lot more defense in college basketball. But
again, side note, she's not gay. Keep going.
But I basically like would scream ball 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 into people's faces that had the ball, and they would fuck up because they were so intimidated.
You'd
so I was just like intimidating
player.
As fuck, and like they literally the other team like literally talked about me at halftime. I almost said intermission to like figure out how to get away from me because I was that fucking intense. I got game ball that game. And yeah, I'm not gay.
okay, but she could be a little crazy.
And
that's,
then I definitely am crazy. I see a therapist every week. I am definitely crazy. Yeah, but then eighth grade, I didn't make the team. And the coach told my mom because my mom was a fucking like mama bear mom. So she like demanded to know why her daughter didn't make the team in eighth grade. Because, you know, she's like a privileged white lady. So that's her MO. Yeah, yeah. So she, like, demanded to know why I didn't make the team in eighth grade. And the coach told her that it was because I was too short, which is fucking, I call bullshit, but whatever. Yeah. You know, so I didn't make the team.
Wow.
And then I tried out for The Wizard of Oz, and now I'm an actor.
My God, the
professionally,
rest is
so.
History.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good thing.
Yeah.
I played basketball opposite reason, not because I was any good, but because of my height.
Right.
Cause
yeah.
I was
fuck
like
you.
This, I mean, I'm 6 foot. I was like 5'10 when I was like 14.
That's
and
amazing.
So they were
like, you gotta play. They
yeah,
make you play.
They
yeah.
literally were like, go in the middle and put your hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously.
That's how they made me play. I was like, I can't play. My hands too small. I'm like, I can't dribble. I can't do it.
Yeah, I was just so damn big, and I was like, I'm like a big girl.
So damn big,
like people were scared of me. Like that's a big girl, and I would just like stand there. They called me Baby Shaq when I played.
Oh my God,
they called me Baby Shaq. And if I missed like a free throw, they'd be like, "It's all right, Baby Shaq. Shaq doesn't make his free throw. Your hand's too big for the ball."
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's a good story too.
Yeah, for real. They literally called me Baby Shaq. It was really cool. But I really like I was like Shaq. I couldn't play. I just was like,
"It's okay, Baby
right.
Shaq." Yeah. Already
that's so
you.
Funny. Yeah. I love that so much.
They knew I wasn't good.
Okay.
They knew I wasn't good. It's all right.
Oh
it's all right. Just put your
you
hands
shack,
up.
You
yeah. Exactly.
That's
it's all
so
right.
funny.
Put your hands up. Yeah. I know you're not good.
Oh my
not
god!
Much. Could barely run down the.
Did
other
you play
court.
All through college?
No, I didn't play in college. I played in high school. Okay, yeah. I only played for like 2 years in high school, and then I started doing theater as well. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And in college, I did nothing. I smoked a lot of weed and did comedy shows.
That's not nothing.
No, yeah.
That's a lot.
And you were going to college.
No, I actually did a lot
so
in
it's
college.
Like,
I did some
yeah,
other stuff,
yeah.
But no sports. Definitely
well,
very little
college,
exercise.
The thing is like people try to act like college isn't a job. It basically is.
It's
you're really going to school like.
Was
a at least
job.
30 hours a week, and then you're studying.
I
and
can
you're,
focus
you know.
And work at the same time. I had to go to college or work. People did it, but I was like, that ain't me, though.
I worked.
I got extracurricular activities like that.
I went to a conservatory, so we were going to school like 40 hours a week, and then we were rehearsing like 10 hours a week outside of that. And then I had a part-time job that I was working at like 25 hours a week.
I'm like,
wow. Okay. I'm a crazy person.
And I was like, I can't work. I can't.
I just can't stop. Yeah. Okay, so
it's madness.
Now you host this show at the Mint.
Yeah, I run comedy at the Mint. We do it do a show either every month or every other month. Mm-hmm.
What's the name of it?
I don't really have a name. Sometimes I do an all-girl show called Chicks with Shticks. That's my favorite.
Yeah, that was the first one that I did.
Yeah, it started out just being Chicks with Shticks, and then all these guys were like, "Can I do your show?" And I was like, "Okay." So they started coming on. So we usually do Chicks with Shticks like every other month, and then I'll just do like an all everybody kind of just comedy at the Mint.
Yeah. It's a really good show, you guys. Like
it's like a
the house is always
though.
Warm yeah. and like yeah, it is.
It's not just like a little like bar show or something. It's like they have a cool stage. It's all like lit up, like all blue. It's like an old jazz bar. We always have a band after. Like the Mint. They're awesome there.
They're
yeah.
so
come,
great.
Come
yeah.
do the show.
No, you definitely should do the show.
It's so fun, and everybody's always so good there. And the crowd's just like the best people come in. It's just all like.
Yeah, it's people so who love good. Comedy and like yeah. want to be there and want to support. And
yeah, and then they're always like, "Who's so and so?" Like, so many good like connections and stuff have happened from yeah. the show. I love it. I'm so lucky to be doing it. And the Mint is awesome. Like, they're great people to
they're
work
so
with.
They're so fun. Yeah. The bar staff is great. The waitress, so the wait staff is great.
Yeah,
they're
it's
great.
A cool spot. So yeah,
and all the lesbians come.
There's a lot of lesbians.
Always a lot of lesbians. So if you're a lesbian listening, like they are down to flirt for sure.
Yeah,
they want to meet you.
Yeah,
I promise.
Oh, we're really yeah. Also, a bunch of lesbians pick. We were promised that there's some flirty lesbians here at the Mint.
It's so they are though.
Yeah, it's a fun show though.
It
that
is.
Was,
it's the
Susie
best.
Did the show last week. We did it.
Yeah,
a couple weeks ago.
AB right?
Oh, AB doesn't have their own Facebook.
Oh
no,
they have ABC Comedy.
Yeah, it's just AB comedy, one
yeah,
word.
Yeah, AB comedy, yeah.
And
but you'll
Instagram,
I'll get
funny okay. lesbian.
You'll connect through email because
yeah.
you'll, yeah.
I'll give yeah.
I'll be emailing good. Both of you, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a personal page on Facebook anymore. It's been a big adjustment.
I noticed.
Why? I had Facebook since I was in ninth grade. It was like years of shame.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that you're
weird, embarrassing things.
I forgot that you're that young.
I'm so young. And
you're such a baby.
I'm a baby.
And I'm a baby, but you're a baby.
I just like things where I'm just like, I don't need that up there. I'm 24. Yeah. I'll be 25 next month, July 27th.
What are we doing?
My baby. I don't know.
Partying our faces off.
Yeah. Telling jokes.
That's
eating
great.
Turkey burgers.
Okay, so what's the future? What does the future look like? What do you want to happen?
Well, it's a good question. I guess I just want to keep doing as many shows as possible. I'm writing right now. I've got a couple projects in development. So I'm hoping something kind of takes off, trying to kind of do my own show and trying to just, my main goal is like, again, just to create more like visibility. You know, when
right.
I was like a little kid, I didn't have anybody that looked like me, like on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ellen was the closest thing, but she was still like, you know, doing
pretty
Maybelline commercials.
Right.
And,
yeah,
yeah. Like
yeah.
femme. And like, I remember just being like, there's so many like nice events we had to go to. And when you're kind of at the age where like things are already awkward in your world, you're like 11, 12, 13. But I had like nothing to wear. Like I hated all of these clothes. Like, I didn't,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I just didn't feel comfortable. I had no one to like look at. I literally had
yeah.
nobody. I was like, well, what do they wear?
Yeah, exactly.
And my dad would be like, well, what does Ellen wear? And I'd be like, well, I'm not like Ellen, mm-hmm. you know, but he just, and it wasn't his fault. That's just literally the closest.
Yeah, he's just trying to, yeah, relate.
When did you come
yeah.
out?
I came out when I was, well, technically I came out to my mom and my sister when I was 10. I was like, I think I like girls. And they were like, okay. And then when I was 14, I was like, I like girls.
Sure. It did change.
Yeah. I've just always been real gay.
Have you seen Master of None?
No.
Oh, okay. You should watch. You should watch it. Yeah.
I'm gay as fuck. But I'm also like, I'm a gender fluid person. I really identify. I think a lot of people are gender fluid, don't really identify as a gender. I genuinely feel like I identify as both. Like I really.
Yeah, totally.
So you date guys?
Fluid. Too? No. Like no. I'm
gender separate from sexuality.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. A lot of people say that when I say that.
But you know, we're still learning.
No, for sure. Yeah, that actually is a common thing that people say. No, I would never touch dick. I cannot imagine
seeing you kiss a boy. Yeah. I would be like, foul.
If I were to hook up with a guy. Have it be known that I would peg him if I were to hook up with a guy.
For sure. I'd top 100%.
That would, I would be the top. I would for I'd strap sure. under that.
Yeah. I cannot. Yeah. No, I cannot imagine.
No, I'm strictly non-dickly. But, you know, I am in terms of my gender, versus my sexuality, sometimes I feel like a guy and sometimes I guess I feel like a girl. I would say I more often than not feel like a guy, but I'm definitely not like trans. Like I don't feel like in a place for that. I just, I really can't explain it other than I just feel like AB. Like I really just feel like a person. I feel like I kind of shatter like gender stereotypes in a way. So I feel like in a way our society is like forces me to be like, are you a girl or are you a boy or are you nothing? And like, I don't know what I am. I'm just AB, you know?
And do you have a preference of pronouns?
I do. When people ask, I prefer they, them, their pronouns, but I won't really ask someone to do it unless they ask like,
right.
Because I'm not a very PC person, and I understand that everyone's learning. And honestly, I don't quite understand my own stuff, so I don't expect other people to. Like, I refer to myself as she a lot, and so I don't get mad when people slip up. But, like, I do appreciate it because I do like they, them, there. Unfortunately, it makes me sound like a group of people, which sucks. But I really don't feel like he or she, so it kind of is a tough place for me. You know?
We had another person on the podcast who's they, them, there, and their name's Kate. Well, their name's Reed now. They're going by Reed now. And they made a really good point recently that because, like, you know, people are like, how can they be singular? And they pointed out that, like, language has always been changing. It's always been morphing. It's always been, you know, like, we don't say thus anymore or thou.
I say thus, but
well, sometimes, but not at the
rate. I said whom today, but yeah.
Not at the rate that we used to. And we don't say thou, you know.
No, for sure.
So. Yeah.
That's true. And again, like, I really just prefer people just try to just say AB.
Yeah,
like, AB went to the store or like, you know. I don't really care. I'm not super specific about it. I think that's a lot of people would disagree with me on that. And I totally respect that. But I feel comfortable with that.
I feel comfortable to learn because people can't force. I remember when Chris Jenner, she first turned into Caitlyn. And I was one of the ones saying he. Because, I mean, I've known this guy as a hero, and he was not just a man, but he was the
captain of Bruce Jenner.
Like Dave Chappelle said, I mean, this was the only white man that we saw as, like, Superman. Like, we know he did. Like, he did it. He could be all of he on my Wheaties. You know what I'm saying? So for me, all of a sudden, overnight, saying, Caitlyn, wait, hold up now. Hold up. That's not in my frame of reference. I don't know nothing about that. Hold up. You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. I know him all these years is this. Mm-hmm. Not even a year or 2 months is this. Would you chill out?
Yeah.
And then I can be called a nigga, anything out my mind. You know, you're saying this to a black female.
Yeah.
Just calm down, wait your turn. They still calling us niggas too. We can't get mad every time. Contain it is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
I get
pace
that.
It.
And honestly, like, I'm actually a little controversial, controversial with this topic with people in my community because I'm not super PC and I really don't want to say one way or the other because I get that people do their own thing, but for me, my goal is just for that, like for people that don't really understand it yet, like at all, like I might be the first person that they've ever seen that's like this. As a matter of fact, I usually am for a lot of people,
especially
like, you know, with a lot of the crowds I open up for and stuff like that, you know, it's
you're educating.
A lot. Yeah, that's I'm trying to create visibility.
Yes.
I'm trying to, like, a lot of people come up to me at shows. They're like, I didn't really like, and I'm not just like a gay person. Like, it's not like I'm the first. I'm not saying like I'm the first gay to be a comic. Like, I'm not saying at all. But there's just not a lot of people that look like me.
Right.
Like, I'm a very unique
person. Sure.
And again,
like he said,
I don't
you look good. He told you. And that is who you are. So that is a personality, and somebody can explain things.
I grew up in a place where nobody was like this, so I also don't fully understand it. So I'm still new to LA, and I'm still learning things about, like, my community and being respectful. Like, just because I'm like this doesn't mean I'm super write all the time about things like this is a learning process for me as well, but I'm just trying to create visibility so people see that like, oh, this person's real as fuck and they're not super PC. They're just who they are.
I feel that way about being a white woke person. Cause like sometimes it's like, there are not a lot of people that talk openly about race in the way that I do. And like, sometimes it can be like shocking for people or off putting. And like, they almost think I'm racist, but I'm like, no, I'm just telling you like literally the facts of what it means to be a black person in this country. I mean, I don't know personally, but what I've heard from my friends, what I've learned in my research, and like, if I don't tell it to you, you're probably like, some people are probably never going
to
hear it.
I'm the only person to ever say this.
Yeah.
To you.
Yeah. You know, there are just some people.
You have to have it.
Yeah. Exactly. And when you don't have that and you're like, there should be more of that, then go do that.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's another thing where I was like, I want to do, that's not really why I was like, I want to do stand up, but that's why I was like, I want to act. I want to be like, I've never wanted to be famous. I want people to know who I am so that people that were like my young self have someone to be like, oh, well, what's AB wear? Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm going to this like this nice event, like as a 12-year-old, okay, well, what's AB wear? You know what I mean? That's why I modeled for this clothing line this weekend. That's what I believe my purpose is just to create visibility in all aspects and just be like,
that's why you experienced that.
Yeah. Like, I'm not a fucking model, but it was I did
such
that.
A babe.
Oh, you're so sweet. But I did that this weekend for that purpose. Mm-hmm. So the people go on the site
what
and they're like,
what you wear? Like a tuxedo or a gown? What you wear?
For this weekend or? Oh, like you mean if I was at like a nice
you doing a fashion show?
Oh, well, I would wear a tux for sure.
And no, she was modeling. She was modeling, or they were modeling suits.
I did like I did like a men's big and tall clothing line.
Oh,
like,
it was a whole clothing line. Oh, okay, that's so cool.
Tuxedos.
I mean, they didn't have any tuxes, but I would normally wear a tux. But it was a clothing line called the Winston Box, and it's like for big and tall men, and they're trying to do a whole body positivity and stuff. And then they were like, let's bring in women on this and queer people and gender fluid people. And so I was their only person there, like cast doing that. And it was funny because, first of all, I was the smallest one there, which is hysterical.
Wow. Right.
All the dudes were like 6'5". I was like hiding in the background. Like to be a big girl, like from the first time in my life, the smallest one there, it was crazy.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Like they were like, move forward, we can't see you. I was like, what? Like, are you for real?
That's so funny.
Yeah, like we had to move to a second location. We got in the van. I was like, I guess I'll climb all the way in the back since I'm the smallest. Like,
that's
it was
amazing.
Like moments I've never had before, you know.
That's amazing.
But no, anyways, that's why
that's
I did
casting for you, man.
Yeah, there it is.
They got all the same type right there. You're like,
but that's a men's clothing line, and I'm like technically identifying as female. It's like doing that shoot. Like, how
that's
cool
so
is that?
Cool.
That's saying
really
like,
cool.
Boom, fashion world. Like, here's here's this
that's
to throw
so
in. Like, that's
cool.
Such a groundbreaking thing for them. Like,
and it
that's
goes
dope.
With your story too, because
totally.
I had no one to look at. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing it. Like, that's why that's what I genuinely believe I'm supposed to be doing. It's just like. Is creating that visibility and hoping more. I mean, there's look. Once I moved to LA, I was like, oh my god, there's so many people like me. Like, why do we not have? I'm not alone. I'm not like the one. Like, you
right,
know,
of course, no.
But being in Massachusetts, I certainly thought I was.
Right,
you know. But
definitely.
Then coming out here, I was like, oh my god, there's a lot of people that look like me. Why aren't we playing the best friend in this show? Why does it matter if we're gay or look like this?
Right,
like, it's just a friend
it
role.
Just be...
Why is no one cast like me? Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
People.
Like, there's no like. Think about movies, shows. Like, there's literally nothing.
Right.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm writing shows with
except for Orange
like
is the
that.
New Black.
I mean, we have Boo, who's like Leah Delaria, who's been the only butch
so dope.
Lesbian
but yes,
in
that's
the game.
It. But that's not even enough. Like,
it's
not
even enough.
Nearly enough.
And she's like literally a side character, but there's no like leading.
Yes.
Like, you know, there's been like leading gay guy shows, this and that. There's no like thing leading feminine women, feminine lesbian shows, but like there's
But even like the L word isn't as mainstream. Like, it is in the lesbian world, but it's not as mainstream.
And it was just, you know, it's, well, it's the L word.
Right.
It's,
right.
You know. But so that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to write. I'm trying to, you know, do comedy. I'm trying to act.
Right.
I'm trying to do literally, I guess, apparently model. Like, literally anything to kind of, that's the vision is what I'm saying.
Right.
That's the vision right there that I'm trying to do is just
bring
spread this.
I know
that.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's it.
Do you have any questions for AB?
She was thorough.
I'm thorough as fuck.
Yes.
I cover that
all. Should we get back to ranch and peanut butter, or are we just going
to... Well, wait, what does feminism mean to you? And then we can talk about ranch and peanut butter.
Well, what does feminism mean to me? I don't know. For me, it's almost like such a silly question, because I think feminism should be just something that means something to... It just is to everybody.
Right.
Is what I think it is. You know, like, if you believe that... just an equality of people, then you should be a feminist. I feel like so many people are afraid of the word feminist. Mm-hmm. Like there's this awful stigma behind it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why? Do you believe that women should be treated equally? Then you're a feminist. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
right.
I think that it's, we need to almost deconstruct that word of feminism and just make it just an general concept, you know what I mean? That's just
equality.
It's just human equality, you know? Mm-hmm. Like anybody that rocks that equal sign, it's like that's not just for gay people, that's for all people.
Yes.
You know, that's an all person equality. That's what everyone's striving for right now. There's so much hate in the world, so much everything. Like that's what people want, is just that, you know, that equality. And unfortunately we're not there yet. So I think we need podcasts like this and shows like this that bring it. I think we need people to stop calling us female comedians. Just be fucking comedians.
Actors, not actresses.
Yeah, like people are like, oh, sorry, like an actress. Even people say to me like,
a female comedian?
Yeah, like it drives me nuts. People say to me all the time, they're like, they go like, oh, hey, what's up, man? And then they'll see I'm a girl and they'll be like, oh, sorry. It's like, why can't that just be a universal thing? Why are you always trying to just... Like, you know what I mean? And like,
something.
It's like how shocked people are when they come to Umbrella and the bathrooms are gender neutral. They're like, where do I go? Which bathroom? And I'm like, literally any of them.
I think that this is pretty good in terms of what's feminism mean to me, because I always think about this story that I was at a club once doing a show and it was all guys and then me, and the host was like, where's... AB, I thought, or you know, he goes, where's, did we have a girl on the lineup? I thought we had at least one girl on the lineup. We're all sitting right next to him. He's like, I thought we didn't have one girl on the lineup.
Oh my
God.
And
I like look at him and I'm like, oh, I'm a girl. I'm AB. And he was like, oh, yes, you are. And then he leans over in front of all these guys and goes, mwah, and like kisses me. And like, it was so weird. He was like, now you're a woman and now I sexualize you. Like, and I was like, whoa, no, don't do that. That's weird. And he was like, okay. And he kind of like touched me a little bit. And all these guys kind of like looked at me, because it's like, I'm just like them, like everyone else. Like, why do you have to come up and sexualize me now?
Ugh.
And that like drove me nuts. And I feel like that happens so much to me. It's like, oh, you're a woman.
Makes
so
you want to throw a plate.
So you like this. So you like that. It's like, I'm like, fuck gender stereotypes. Fuck that fuck shit. Them. Like, that's why this shit's important to me. That's why this ties into everything that I'm doing. You know what I mean? That's the exact shit I want to just get rid of.
Yeah, you got to be the change.
Yeah, I don't want to be a female comic. I want to be just a fucking comic. I want to be a female comedian. I want to be a comedian.
Right.
And I don't want you to fucking give me smooches when you learn I'm a girl. Like, come on.
Don't even talk about
that. That's like basic humaning.
You know what I'm saying? When it comes to me. You know, like basic humaning. Before you bring me up, I address me.
Yeah, like don't. Yeah.
That happened to me too with a comic, an owner of the comedy club. And he was like, telling, you know, oh, what it's like that, what that comedian said, what female don't have money, got a pussy, got a, I'm like, why would you say that to me? I'm a comedian, female comedian, it's business.
Yeah.
I hate him. Nobody likes him. This comedian.
That sucks.
It's so disrespectful. It's always disrespectful.
That's so hard.
Yeah.
Well, we'll change it. That's why we're all doing, that's why we're all hosting here. Shows, you know, so that doesn't happen.
We're literally all doing this mission, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because we're not going to do that to people on our shows.
Right.
Which, by the way, I thank you guys for letting me come on here and then help spread that message.
Of course.
Every time I get to collab with you guys, it's like the coolest ever. So thank you so much.
Yeah, we love you.
I love you guys.
You will be in the Act Like a Girl world for forever.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, guys. Oh, wait. Well, how can we find you? What are your handle? What's your handle?
I'm on Instagram at funnylesbo with a Z. Otherwise, you'll find some weird porn. So don't do that. but funny lesbo, funny L-E-Z-B-O, a weird spelling. And then I'm on Facebook, AB Comedy, but mostly Instagram is what I do, funny lesbo, and abcomedy.org or abcassidy.com.
Yeah.
That's
great. And do you tweet? You have Twitter, right?
I have like 20 followers on Twitter. I'm way cooler on Instagram. Okay, cool. Same with Facebook. I'm way cooler on
Instagram.
Instagram, I'm cool.
Me too.
I do Instagram and Facebook, like both.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I try to be a cool kid on Insta.
Yeah, Insta.
For sure.
Funny lesbo.
All right, great.
Make me cool.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Act Like a Girl podcast. As always, check us out on Facebook,
Twitter,
Instagram,
and at our web. Our email.
Our email. All of those are Act Like a Girl TV.
Yeah.
And then our website is actlikeagirl.tv. We have the Get Involved page. Yes. Oh,
We want you involved in our lives.
Yeah. And we're starting a new thing. So call in to our Google number. Don't be a dick.
Come on,
I'll block
call.
You. But the number is 424.
Don't even try.
It's just like a waste of time. 424-645-1905. And if you call in and leave a voicemail, I will attach it to our episode. And you can ask us a question and we'll ask the guest that's on once we get the call that question. Or you can text us, whatever you want to do, or email us. Just ask us a question about feminism.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you guys. Thank you guys so much. It's been Susie Dunn.
And Tracy Walker.
And we were here with
AB.
Bye, guys.